Now, an Austrian court has ruled that British historian David Irving, who was jailed, you may remember, for denying the Holocaust, should be released on probation. The court had heard calls for both a reduction and an increase in the three-year sentence. But Irving was convicted in February in a case that sparked international debate about the limits of freedom of speech. In 1989, he spoke in Austria denying the existence of gas chambers at Auschwitz, though he later said he was mistaken. Well, Dr. Matthew Feldman is a lecturer in 20th century history at the University of Northampton, also editor of the history magazine Totalitarian Movements and Political Religions. Matthew, many thanks for joining us on Drive Time this afternoon.
Thank you, Andrew.
Should he have been released, in your opinion?
Well, that's a difficult one to lead off with. I mean, that's as much a legal question, I think, as a historical one. But my understanding is that he had been in prison for inciting racial hatred, which is a different question than freedom of speech. And he did serve 10 months of that three-year sentence.
As a historian, how do you rate David Irving in terms of importance? Some people have said, he is an important historian. Others have said, well, no, he's very, very much on the fringes of history and of scholarship generally.
Well, absolutely discredited now. I mean, and that's in particular since the Deborah Lipstadt trial, which he sued for libel, and he lost that case in May 2000. Since then, any remnant of his reputation as a historian has been gone. But that is, it does need to be said that his earlier works don't have this kind of systematic manipulation and distortion of historical evidence, in particular his 1977 Hitler's War, which actually had some interesting, important historical points.
It's extraordinary, I think, to many people that there are individuals out there who are prepared to deny the Holocaust. And I suppose there is a political dimension. You read about what's been going on in Iran and the Iranian government staging some sort of seminar, I think, on the denial of the Holocaust. Is it purely a political matter now?
Well, I would suggest that even before the 11th and 12th of December conference in Iran, which was, of course, addressed by their foreign minister and president, hosting 67 writers from something like 30 countries. I mean, this is a major event. But 4 years previously, something very similar, also having the head of the KKK in America, David Duke, other famous deniers like Robert Faurisson along. This is in Moscow in January 2002. You know, also a very senior, sophisticated conference that's trying to raise questions in the public's mind about the historical veracity of the Holocaust. And that's a project that's about 30 years old.
Is it purely a case, and one suspects this may be the case, certainly as far as the Iranian government are concerned, of doing this to get at Israel?
Well, again, I think it seems to be one of the characteristics of Holocaust deniers is that they either argue that it's a Zionist plot and there's some sort of conspiracy going on, either to swindle money out of governments or to falsify the history in terms of the establishment or legitimacy of the State of Israel and so forth. So a lot of times it is a ruse, but I think it's important to remember that within that ruse, there's very deliberate and calculated euphemisms being used, really attempts to shave the truth with cunning language, I would suggest.